Blog Talk Radio.
Be set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Set free, be healed, be made whole at Miracle Temple. Deliverance Ministries at Miracle Temple, where Christ lives in me.
Welcome to Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries, where miracles happen. Apostle Amanda Walker Bryant want to make sure you get all that you need through the Word of God. Let us join Apostle Bryant as she teaches the infallible Word of God.
Go with me to Psalms 119, beginning at verse 105. Psalms 119, beginning at verse 105. And the Word of God now reads, "Thy Word is a lamp unto my feet, and a light unto my path. I have sworn and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. I'm afflicted very much. Quicken me, O Lord, according unto thy word." I want to talk about the word of God brings life. The word of God brings life. Before we go into this, the Lord was giving me illustrations dealing with the teaching I'm going to teach on today. He was letting me know that his people, first of all, have to believe his word. In order for his word to bring life, we have to believe his word. We have to take the word for what it is. The word of God has final authority over anything, over everything in our lives. So the first thing you got to do is believe the word of God. And the Lord began to show me something using a household product, and he was showing me how I would buy Dawn dish detergent. And the only one that I would buy would be the Dawn dish detergent with the bleach in it. And the reason why I would buy that, because I know bleach is similar to Clorox, and when I wash my dishes, whatever's on them dishes, I'm believing that that bleach is going to go in there and it's going to take care of every germ, everything that needs to be taken care of. That was my belief. So if I go into the store, I'm looking for Dawn with bleach. And if my husband go get some, I'm saying make sure it got the bleach in it, because I have built myself up to believe what that bottle says. Come on, we got some people in here. Some of y'all use certain dish detergents. You use certain laundry detergents. Don't come back here with no flaky mess. Don't come back here with that stuff, because that's not what I use. Is that not right? You build your mind up to believe. Now it's in your heart. If I don't get that product, nothing else works. Is that not right? And even products that we find that we use to clean bathrooms or whatever, when it have a caution on that thing, telling you how you need to be cautious, you're going to go buy what that bottle is saying because you believe that's true. Is that not right? This weekend, my husband was fixing the kitchen sink, and it was stopped up, and he was pouring some stuff in the sink, and somebody was telling him they had something else that he can pour in there as well. But the Holy Spirit checked my husband, letting him know you can't put two chemicals in the sink at the same time. It'll blow up. So my husband, by getting that check, and he called somebody else, and they say that is true. So he believed that was true. So he stood on that. How do I know he stood on it? Because my house didn't blow up. So that's how I know that he stood on what he read. He stood on what somebody else said. Now I'm going somewhere. My problem is, why don't we stand on the word of God when the word says what it says and mean what it says? Why do we waver when it comes to God's word? But we can take a bottle of dish detergent and won't switch from it, or we can take a chemical and be precautious about it, but we waver when it comes to the word of God. When the word say do and don't, then we don't trust the word enough to say, if the word say don't, I'm not going to do it. If the word say do, I'm going to do it because I believe the word. How many today can truly say with your heart that if the word says it, no matter what it looked like, no matter what I feel like, no matter what it appeared to be, I'm not moving off the word because I know the word is true. We're saying amen. We're saying amen because amen means it is so. But when things come up in our lives, when pain hit our bodies, and the word of God says, by Jesus Christ, you are already healed, you ain't standing on that word. You're looking for a Tylenol. You're looking for an Excedrin. You're looking for whatever you can get to kill that pain. Oh, say amen. Come on, let's just be honest. When you got a sinus headache, you're looking for a product that relieves the pressure. And if the box say, relieve sinus pressure, what are you doing? I better get two of them just to be on the safe side. So you go buy these products believing that they're going to do what they said they're going to do. Oh, ain't no loud amens up in here. But I don't need no witness on that because I already know it's true. Because we're in the flesh. We're only human, amen? We're only human. So when things go on in our lives, we're going to try to find the quickest solution that we can find being born again. Is that not right? We go to the world to find that solution instead of going to God in his word and trusting his word to say, God, I know what they say, but your word is true. Your word is full of life. So, God, I'm going to stand on your word. And see, this is what people in the Bible did. They stood on the word of God outside of what was going on in their lives. God said, I want true believers. I want the believers to know that my word is so true, it's so right on it, that if it's hitting you right in the face, that situation, you ain't going to move because you're going to say, God said. But everything else around us is subject to change. It's subject to change. Do y'all know right now they will make different products, and we began to trust in those products. Then later on, they'll have a warning somewhere in stores and say, discontinue this item. Why? This item failed. So if you have this item, please return this item for a refund, even with your cars. After a while, they will send something out that says it's a malfunction in the brakes or a malfunction in this. But every day we drive that car, and when we get to a stop sign, we apply those brakes, and we look for that car to stop. Is that not right? We have so much confidence in what the world is doing and what the world has made that we don't look for no error in that. We say, if this is what they're saying, this is what we have to do. But my heart goes out because this is the word of God. And in the word it says, forever, forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven. That means his word, y'all, is not going to change. It don't matter what you do. It don't matter how you do it. God is not going to change his mind. God said, I'm the same today, yesterday, and forever. I change not. Have y'all found out it's so many people that go through so many situations with other people because that person made a promise. That person said, I'm going to be with you no matter what it looked like. Come on, that's even in marriage. I'm going to be with you no matter what it looked like because I vowed for better or for worse, in sickness or in health, or in richer or in poor. I'm going to be with you, baby. It don't matter if we don't have nothing. We got to eat off the floor. I'm going to be here. Soon as the man lose the job, I don't need you no more. You took me out of my daddy's house. And if you can't take care of me, then that makes you less of a man. Come on, what happened in being richer or poor? What's going on, y'all? We change our minds. But no matter what we do or how we do it, God said, I'm not going to change. I'm not going to waver because you messed up last night, because you were in a place that you shouldn't have been in. My word is going to remain the same because it's forever settled in heaven. That's what God said. My covenant that I have with you, I'm not going to break that covenant. He said, the things that I have spoken out of my mouth, remain. Because I am God. I am not man. I'm not going to lie to you. Man will lie to you. Man have all intentions of doing what they say they're going to do. But when things change in their lives, they begin to change. But God, y'all, he don't never change. So when are we going to step up and say, God, I trust you more than I trust the situation that's before me. I trust you more than I trust what they're saying. And this is what this psalm is saying to you today. This is what this person was saying in the book of Psalms. He began to say, thy word. Let me stop there. Who word was he talking about? He was talking about God's word. He was not talking about his word. He said, thy word. So he recognized that it was the word of God. How many of us recognize the word for what the word is? Or do we look at the word of God as being man's word instead of God's word? But he said, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and it's a light unto my path. What was he saying? He said, God, I'm making your word so personal in my life. I'm taking that word as a lamp unto me. And a lamp gives me light. And if I'm carrying that lamp is going to give me clear direction in every area of my life, no matter which way I go. Long as I have that lamp, which represents that word, it don't matter what state I'm in. It don't matter what arises in my life. Thy word will be a lamp unto my feet. It will be a light unto my path. He took the word personally. He took the word for the way the word needed to be in his life. I'm asking you today, how are you taking the word? First, you got to know it's God's word. It is not your word. And then in another book of Psalms, it says in Psalms 119, 130, the entrance of your word brings light. It gives light. And it gives understanding even to the simple. A simple person is a foolish person. A simple person is a person that don't know much. But he said the entrance. Entrance means the unfolding, the revealing of your word, the opening of your word. That means when you get revelation of the word of God, it's going to bring you light. But if you don't have no revelation coming from that word, you're not going to get no light. So you need some revelation coming from that word, and it will give you understanding even unto the simple. Then there's another psalm that says in Psalms 32:8, I will instruct thee, I will teach thee, I will show you the way to go, and I will guide you with mine eye. What is God saying? He said, when you need instructions, I'm going to be there. I'm going to show you the way that you need to walk in. He said, I'm going to give you counsel. Look how powerful the word is in every given situation. But the problem is, and God began to show me this, the problem is having a relationship so much with that word that you knowing the word ain't going to switch on me. The word ain't going to change on me because you have gotten intimate with the word of God. You have become one with the word of God. And as you become one with the word of God, no matter what come up, you trust in the word more than you trust in your situation because you have come in tone with the word. You have a relationship. That's why Jesus prayed in John 17. His prayer was that we may know God, that we may have eternal life, life eternal, and know the one true and living God in Jesus Christ. What did he mean by life eternal? Mean everlasting life, a life that never cease, a life that's lasting forever. There's no end to that life. Who would not want to know the word of God that never ends, that never cease? He's Alpha and the Omega. He's the beginning and the end. He's the first and the last. He will never change. He's everlasting, from everlasting to everlasting. This word is going to go on from generation to generation. It's going to say the same thing to each and every individual. It's not going to change. It's not going to like me more than it likes Toya. It's going to be the same. It's just how you take it. It's just how you perceive it. That's why you need to have revelation. That's why the word needs to be illuminated. dominated. It needs to be opened up to you. And as it opens up, it will be a light unto your path. So this is what this psalmist recognized. Thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and it is a light unto my path. So he recognized, I can't do it without the word. See, some of y'all think, I don't need the word to make it in life. I can do it by myself. I don't need God to tell me anything. I know everything. See, that's a prideful person. I don't know about you, but I'm the type of person saying, God, you know I need help. And evidently, you knew I couldn't help myself. That's why you sent your son, Jesus Christ. That's why he hung on the cross on my behalf, because he knew that I would not be able to make it without his help. That's why he shed his blood from the top of his head to the soles of his feet. Jesus was crucified because God said, you need him. If he didn't die, you wouldn't live. And that's what we got to understand right now. Quit saying, I can do this myself. I can make it. Oh, I'm grown. I know what I'm doing. Evidently, you don't. Because Jesus even made provisions for that. He even died for your prosperity. He died for your lack. Jesus died for everything so he can say, come unto me. Those who are what? Heavenly laden. He said, come unto me. My yoke is easy. My burden is light. But in that verse it says, learn of me. That's the part that we miss. We don't want to learn of him. But in the world, when we want jobs, when we want positions, we got to take tests. We got to study. We got to get knowledge in that area. And some of us dive into what the world has. Why? Money, money, money. I need that money. So I'm going to take the time to position myself to learn about this business, to learn about this career, because I want to get hired. Because I need to be paid. Come on. But everything in the Bible gives you knowledge in every area of your life. And the word won't change. But people on the job will change. They start out one way, but they end up another way. But even when they begin to change, you can still stand on that word and say, God, promotion don't come from the east, nor from the west. You're the one that put us up. You're the one that set us down. So even though they're trying to put me down, yet I'm going to rise again. Come on, somebody. Even though they do me wrong, God, I'm going to stand on what you said. That's why you need to know the word. Because you know what we would do when somebody do us wrong? I got your number. I know what you done last night. Come on, try me. Do you know some people are playing ricochet on these jobs? See, the problem is you tell too much of your business to your boss. And then when your boss want to get rid of you, he got something to get rid of you with. He's saying, you either quit or it's going to be bad on you. Nobody going to want to hire you when I get through with you because I know what you told me. So that's why, even in relationships, why are you telling a man all your business? He's your husband. She ain't your wife yet. You tell him everything you done. Well, you know I robbed a bank over 2 years ago, and I didn't get caught, baby. God looking out for me, baby. Soon as baby get mad at you. Hello, 911. I got an emergency. You don't put no trust in no man, because an angry person don't know you. An angry person only know revenge. To come at you at, come on, don't play these cards. Come on, men, you lay with these women, want to make them think you love them, so you begin to tell them you're a little trash, you're a little dirt to get them in the bedroom. After it's all over, you look at yourself and say, what have I done? You done messed up. That's what you done. Being turned on, being overly heated. You done told everything, done told what your mama done, done told what your daddy done, done told everything about the whole family. Why? Because you hot and heated, and once that heat passed, the first thing you think about, my daddy going to kill me now. That's what we do. But how many of us allow the Holy Ghost to stir up a fire on the word of God, where we can be like David, where it said in Psalms 39, he said, I can't even contain it. Even when I want to shut my mouth and muzzle my mouth, it was coming out. Or Jeremiah, it's like a fire shut up in my bones, and I have to speak. The people that's like that are people that have been consumed in that word, and that word become a consuming fire. And as you walk, that word begins to devour everything that's going on even around you. When are we going to have such a relationship with the word of God that no matter what people say or what people do, we stand on that word? You're not going to have that until you get developed in that word. It's a process. How can you hate your brother or hate your sister and tell me you love God? That's outside of the word of God. How can you out of one breath say, I love her, but I hate you? You don't pick and choose, and you're supposed to be born again. You better check your salvation. There's no way that you can hate one person and love another. Oh, well, you don't know what they done to me. What haven't you done to somebody else? What haven't you said about somebody else? Come on, quit picking and choosing. Because when you're talking about someone else, guess what? They already done talked about you. You don't trust nobody but God. I don't care how holy they are, because a real holy person will know that whatever is told to them in confidence stays in confidence. If that person done told somebody else, come on, come on, come on, come on. That ain't the word. So God is saying today about his word bringing life. And when he started with this Psalms, it was a man talking about, thy word is a lamp unto my feet, and it's a light unto my path. But this is what this man decided to do in the next verse in Psalms 119, 106. Now that he say what the word means to him, he got a relationship. He said, I have sworn, and I will perform it, that I will keep thy righteous judgments. What was he saying? I have taken an oath. I have made a promise that I will do what the word says, and I will keep its judgments. I will obey. I will do what the word is saying. This man here in the book of Psalms, he made up his mind. No matter what comes, I have made a vow to the Lord. I have made a vow. I have made a promise. Does anybody know what a vow is or a promise is? That means when you promise somebody something, that's why the Bible says you don't swear. You let your nay be nay and your yay be yay. You don't swear on anything. When you see people say, I don't even go in the courtroom when they tell me to swear on the Bible, I say, no, I'm not doing that. You can't do that because the Bible says let your yay be yay and your nay be nay. You got to let them know what you are against. So this is what this person was saying in the book of Psalms. I have made an oath to God. I have made a promise. And the Bible says when you make a vow to God, you keep that vow or you don't make that vow. If you know you can't repay it, don't make a vow. Come on, some people in here right now, man, can I borrow $20? I'll give it back to you next week. You're making an oath. You're making a vow. And no, you lying. No, you ain't even got no job. How you going to give me my money back? No, you just assuming I get 20 for you this week, and I'll go get your 20 from somebody next week to give it back to you, so maybe next time you give me more. You know you ain't got no job. You begging from Peter to pay Paul. I get back to you next week. Just say, can you give me $20? I ain't saying I'm giving it back. That's why I'm saying give, not borrow. Know the difference. Because somebody's going to look for their money. And they're going to look at you wrongly when next week comes and it gone in the next month and you ain't gave them their money. And you think it's okay. And you around here spending money, scratching tickets like crazy, and ain't paid the man that you owe. And matter of fact, you taking him in the store to scratch the ticket. But we think it's okay. That's what we do. Don't make a vow to anyone that you can't repay. He was letting God know. this vow that I'm making to you? He said, I'm going to keep this vow. I'm going to do your judgments. I'm going to obey your judgments. How many know that the moment that come out of your mouth to say, God, I'm going to stand doing all, God, I'm going to stand. Because no weapon formed against me, God, shall prosper, and every tongue that rises up against me in judgment, thou shalt condemn. How many know the moment it come out of your mouth, you're getting tried by your words? Because here's something that come in to try to stop what you said, and then you'll say, well, God, I don't believe I'm going to make it. But you just said, I'm going to stand, God. Doing all, God, I'm going to stand. This is what you're telling God that you're going to do, just like this psalmist, until something fatal come up in your life and you say, God, forgive me. I just can't make it. So this man was sure of himself. How do I know that he was sure of himself? Because as soon as this man said what he said, y'all know what the next verse said? I am afflicted very much. Afflicted means to be humbled, to be brought low, to be oppressed, to be depressed. See, this man had made a vow to God. He had made an oath to God, and I believe it's just like Job was. Job was a righteous man. He departed from evil. He turned from evil. But Job had a fear there. The thing he greatly feared came upon him. So the enemy knew, you might be righteous before God. You might turn away from evil, but it's still one thing that I have on you. See, the devil is always watching to see your weakness, to see what he can hit you with. But this man said, I am afflicted very much. That means exceedingly. Come on, y'all. That's some affliction. And God began to take me through the Bible. And I said, God, when I look up the word afflicted in Hebrew, they're talking about to be humble. I said, okay, what are you saying, God? He said, when you afflicted and when you going through, humble means low. That means that you are so weak. And what you're going through, you are brought low. The enemy is determined to bring you low because he know in your weakest state, that's when he can pounce on you. That means that he can throw anything at you and you done let go of your shield of faith. You done let go of your armor because you have been brought so low. In the Bible, it talks about in Genesis 15, when God told Abraham that his people was going to be in captivity for 400 and some years. He said they're going to be afflicted. They're going to be brought low. They're going to be in bondage. They're going to be oppressed. But I like the next part. He said, but I'm going to bring them out. See, that's the part that we miss. We think that we're not going to go through anything here on this earth. But the Bible says in Psalms 34:19, many are the afflictions of the righteous. But we got to remember what the last part says. But God, he brings us out of them all. He said many. That means it's a lot of them that's going to come our way. Why are they coming our way? Because of the word. You're going to be persecuted when you're standing on the word. You're going to lose friends. You're going to lose family. You're going to lose jobs because you're standing on what the word says. But God said, hold fast to the profession of your faith. He said, because I'm going to bring you out of that affliction. I'm going to bring you out of what the enemy is throwing at you. You know what some of us do? I'm tired of people always coming at me. Quit speaking the word. That's what the devil wants. I'm tired of going through on this job. The more I do right, seem like the heat get turned up. You better be praising God. Because you know you're doing something right. He said, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but God. Look at your neighbor, say, but God. Come on, but God has delivered me. That means already. Oh, look at that good news. That's some good news.
Join us at Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries as we celebrate our 14th church anniversary. On Saturday, April 26th, we will have a Family and Friends Day picnic starting at 1 p.m. On Sunday, we will have a guest speaker as the celebration continues at 11 a.m. So join us and be a witness to what God is doing at Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries. Miracle Temple Deliverance Ministries is located at 401 North Wright Street, Bergaugh, North Carolina. For more information, you may call 910-259-3388. This is a free event and all are invited.